Hello everyone, welcome to From a Biblical Perspective with Sabriel Jemison. I am your host, Sabriel Jemison, and today I wanted to answer some questions. As this is my first episode, I don't have any questions from any people, but I did ask ChatGPT, I did ask ChatGPT about what questions they would want to know, they would want to get answered by a young conservative Gen Z woman who's trying to start a podcast. So here we are. Let me pull up the questions and I will just try to introduce myself first. My name is Sabriel Jemison, as I said. I am a 17-year-old who lives in Missouri, and I have been a Christian for about 2-3 years now, I'd say. I completed my Bible in a Year challenge last year, which was really fun. And I've been working on starting a podcast for a little while now. I used to sit and pretend like I was talking to somebody. I would listen to conservative commentators, and I would lip sync to what they were saying and pretend like it was me, and I was really trying to practice for myself. And I really liked what they were saying from, I don't even know, it's probably about 3 years ago. 3 or 4 years ago, I started to listen to some conservative commentators, and my family has been conservative my whole life, essentially, and I just never really got into it. I kind of was just one of those kids that just kind of avoided that stuff, and then, especially as I got older, when more people were kind of getting into it, I was kind of like, you know, it's not really that important, or it's not going to affect me that much, or I don't really know what I'm doing. But it didn't occur to me that I could know what I was doing, and it did matter to me personally. And I knew that as a young Christian conservative Gen Z who also wanted to kind of see this revival, I guess you could say, that's going on in the young people for conservatives. And it's really been really interesting. I haven't seen it a lot in my own community day to day, but I see it online all the time, and I've seen videos about it a lot, and it seems to be a really real thing, and it's really encouraging. I just wanted to be a part of that, and as someone who kind of found this niche, I guess you could say, of wanting to look at all of my content and all the things that I'm going to discuss from a biblical perspective as a young Christian woman, and I hope I can have some fun, but also talk about some serious things, and I can share my knowledge, and just be another voice for the young people. I definitely was inspired by Brett Cooper and Ali Bastucky. I really like Michael Knowles. Let me think. A lot of the Daily Wire hosts, I used to watch this periodically, and now I just watch a few of them more often than I did. But it's just been so cool to come up with this idea and start this. I'm really excited. So I'm going to go ahead and answer these questions. What inspired you to start this podcast? Okay, so I guess I kind of already said, but mostly I really started to invest myself into politics and into my religion, and it kind of mixed in the sense of how much I was finding connections between the two and how much I was investing my time into the two. I was reading all sorts of things online that had to do with politics. I was taking a lot of government classes at school. I was listening to the commentators, and I was listening to people from the left as well, and just kind of finding where I believed my religion fit into, because I knew that was more important, that was first. And when I became a Christian, I wasn't 100% certain about what the Bible said about everything, you know, and I think that's normal. You're not going to know everything at all times, of course, especially about the Bible, such a complex, big book. But I wanted to know all that I could, and so I read the whole Bible, and I really, really invested my time in making sure that what I believed before was what the Bible was telling me. So I was doing that, and I was watching political commentators. I was watching a lot of religious podcasts, I guess you could say. And I just kind of started to think that that would be really cool. And like I said, I just wanted to inspire more people in Gen Z, and especially the younger generation. And I know that it's going to be hard being so young. And I'm not trying to start this because I think I know everything, or because I think I'm some super mature 17-year-old that can think like an adult. That's not at all what I'm saying. But I hope that won't persuade anyone to leave. But I'm just hoping that I can speak out for people and try to educate people my age about politics before they reach the age that they are going to be able to vote. There's too many people that I know who do not know about politics really at all, even if they think they do. They'll say things, or they'll try to say something is good or bad, and I'm just kind of sitting there thinking, I don't know if you really know what you're talking about. But I'm hoping I can change that, and I even hope that I can maybe get some guests on here one day. That'd be really crazy. That'd be amazing. I guess I can go to the next question. What topics will you focus on? Yes, I kind of already explained this, but maybe I didn't. I did say that I was really interested in religion and politics. I'm going to be focusing on politics, religion, pop culture as well. We're going to be talking about all sorts of things, and I wanted to just kind of have some fun as well. You know, I want to show that you can have some fun, and you can still be a intelligent individual, and you can still be a serious individual without just always being a buzzkill. So we're going to talk about some fun things, and we're going to talk about some serious things, and just trying to be entertaining and informational. But I wanted to talk about things that are kind of spilling into each of those categories, spilling from one category into the other, like with the religion and politics and pop culture and all of that stuff. Who's your target audience? Ooh, like I said, probably Gen Z, young Gen Z. I really, really love to create this environment of young Gen Z that we can kind of band together, and we can support each other and try to grow in our knowledge together about politics. And perhaps some older conservatives as well, just so they can see the hope that they might have for the next generation. It's really important for young people to show the older generation that we're gonna do some good in the world, you know, that we can handle the world. And it's far too common for older people to see teenagers and young people as annoying or troublemakers or dumb or whatever you want to say, and I'm not faulting them for that in any way. There's plenty of young people that you could use those words to describe. accurately, but it would be really good to let the older people see that there are young people who are trying to do the right thing and that are knowledgeable and that are Christian and just all these things. And I'm not saying that if you're not a Christian, you're going to hate this podcast or anything like that. Really, the only stipulation I would see is that you are open to conservative views. That's really the only thing. I'm going to talk about religion, like I said, but I'm not going to talk about other religions in a hateful way. And I'm not going to only talk about religious things, but as long as you are a conservative, or you're open to conservative views, or you're interested in conservative views, this is going to be just fine for you. Do you plan to have guests? Ooh, see, I did answer this just a little bit. I'm hoping that eventually I will. maybe before I get anybody that y'all might know, I could get somebody in my family. My great-grandma, for example, she's an incredibly knowledgeable and funny and strong, wise woman, and I think it'd be really cool to get her on here sometime. Maybe my parents, just things like that to kind of help you get to know me and my background. But if not, if we're gonna shoot for the stars here, I would say, I don't even know. Just the people that I mentioned, that I said I watched, and I still watch and follow those people, like Allie and Brett and Michael, and it'd be really, really cool to get one of them on here sometime. I can't even imagine that right now. How do you address complex or divisive issues? What is your approach to keeping the conversation meaningful, thoughtful, and respectful? I don't really know how to answer this question. I'm going to approach them, of course, all of the issues that are related to pop culture and, well, politics and religion specifically are going to be divisive and controversial, but I'm not at all going to be hateful towards the other point of view. You know, I'm going to probably share information about both sides and try to make a individual choice on what I believe and try to explain that, and hopefully I will not come across as incredibly hateful to the other side, even if that's not how I'm being. But I will try to be respectful, of course. I'm going to try to be a respectful person in general, but I'm going to be truthful about what I believe, and I'm going to think divisively, and I'm going to think for myself, and I'm going to try to share with you what I think is the truth and what I think is best, because I feel that is part of my responsibility as a Christian, is to share the truth with other people, especially when it comes to religion. Is we need to tell God's truth, not our own in any way, when it comes to that. And that was another reason that I wanted to start this podcast. I can't believe I forgot about that. I've been seeing so many people online that are Christians talk about how, if you are a Christian, why are you not making content of any kind right now? Like, you could be reaching so many people, and you could be talking about God to people, and sharing the gospel in this way. And this is something that is a really easy opportunity. You know, you can reach millions in seconds on these platforms, and it's crazy to think about that, especially given how you could say the quote unquote old fashioned way of sharing the gospel from the Bible, where people had to travel across cities just to talk to some people about Jesus. And we have it so much easier in that sense now. We can just get online and post something about God, and you're sharing God with people. So I wanted to use this as a way to do that as well. What's the tone of your podcast? Will it be serious, lighthearted, a mix of both? I kind of already talked about this. We are going to do some lighthearted stuff, but we're also going to be kind of serious sometimes, and I'm gonna try to be myself. I'm not going to put on this mature or stern face, even though I would label myself as somewhat mature. I'm not going to act like I'm some, I don't know. What I'm trying to say is I'm not gonna not have fun. I'm gonna laugh sometimes. I'm gonna be a little bit of a kid, you know. I'm just a kid, and I think I have some more mature characteristics than some people my age, but I'm still just a kid, and I'm going to embrace that and just try to do a little bit of a mix. How will this podcast stand out in a sea of podcasts? What makes yours truly unique? I think I already kind of talked about that. I have this somewhat niche view of what I think this is going to be, where we have a Gen Z who's also a younger Gen Z, who's also a conservative, who's also a woman, who's also a Christian, who's also going to be doing some funny things and some more serious things. How do you see Gen Z shaping the conservative movement? Ooh, we already talked about this. I kind of want to write a book about this someday. Just putting that out into the world. I have been thinking about this before I even started the podcast. I was thinking about doing this, and I want to write a book about that and how Gen Z, like why Gen Z is turning to the conservative movement, how they are, and what that means for the future. And I think a lot of it comes from how the world was when we were younger. You know, a lot of the young Gen Z had Obama as their president for most of their lives. And then, of course, we had Trump as well, but then Biden as well. And there was just a lot that was going on when we were younger that was under a Democratic Party under their control, and I think that kind of shaped a lot of things. And seeing the conservative movement as different from what it was before, you know, a lot of people, I guess you could say, saw conservatism as boring or just strict or bigoted or too traditional or whatever you want to say. But now we're seeing a lot of conservative politicians be kind of fun, you know. They'll have fun and they'll connect with people across the aisle, and we're seeing some commentators that are also doing that, and I think that's another factor into that. But mostly seeing how liberalism has shaped the environment around us as young people, and what it was doing for us when we were in school, and in the media that we consumed, and just all of that type of stuff, learning from it, I guess you could say. I don't really have any more questions, I don't think. I try not to use ChatGPT too much. I really wasn't on board for a while. And I'm not naming it. I'm not asking it a bunch of questions. I'm not giving it information about myself too much. I'm trying to keep it as robotic as it is and not try to shape it into a person. But thank you so much for listening, and I hope I can make another episode soon. I'll probably start doing maybe once a week first, and then move to like twice a week, and then three times a week or something like that. I am still a school girl. I am still a school girl, and I don't want this to take up all of my time when I could be spending that in school or with my friends or with the Lord, with my family, you know. So we'll see how things go, but thank you so much for listening. I pray that you will be helped by this podcast, encouraged by this podcast, learn from this podcast, and I am so thankful that you're here. Bye.